Harper Audio presents The Longest Trip Home, written and read by John Grogan. Copyright 2008 by John Grogan. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Preface. The call came on a school night in the autumn of 2002. Jenny was out, and I was fixing dinner for our three children, who were already at the table. I grabbed the phone on the third ring. "John!" my father's voice boomed through the earpiece. He sounded exceptionally buoyant. At 86, Dad was quite the physical specimen. Just as when he was a young man, he began each morning with calisthenics, including 40 push-ups. He always loved the outdoors and still cut his own acre of grass, garden, shoveled snow, and climbed on the roof to clean the gutters. Dad bustled up and down the stairs of his home with a teenager's vigor, and routinely got by on 6 hours of sleep. His handwriting was as neat and controlled as on the day he went to work as a draftsman for General Motors in 1940, and he honed his mind each night by breezing through the crossword puzzle in the newspaper, as he ate peanuts in his trademark way, with chopsticks, so he wouldn't get his fingers greasy. There was never enough time in each day for everything he wanted to get done, and 14 years shy of becoming a centurion, he joked that someday, when life settled down, he would get to all that leisure reading on his list. "When I retire," he'd say. "Hey, Dad," I said, "what's up?" "Just checking in," he said. "How's everyone there?" I gave him quick updates on the kids, told him we were all fine. We chatted aimlessly for a few minutes as I carried the pasta and sauce to the table. I placed my hand over the mouth.